And now, the Goldbergs. Well, this morning began very badly for the Goldbergs. There was a general flare-up of feeling all around. Misunderstanding, a little temperament. And Molly's home now, getting ready to give Mr. Way his breakfast. Way is laboring under a misunderstanding, too. He thinks that Oriane accepted Dr. Cater Jr.'s proposal of marriage, when actually, she refused the brash psychologist with full orchestral effect. Molly has the coffee going now. A fresh pot full.
Wait a minute. Give me this sugar. Thank you. No cream? Are you drinking black coffee?
I'm drinking black, darling. To go, Rosalie. Please, you'll be late. Please.
I don't know what Papa got so angry about.
Button up your neck, darling. The thermometer's minus. You feel bad because Papa said that the first time Papa hollered?
No, he shouldn't holler at you. He knows what you're trying to do.
Baby, I'm trying to do too much for Papa's comfortableness. Go, darling, please.
Oh, bye, Ma.
Goodbye, darling. Please, if Mr. Ray is outdoors, tell him the breakfast is standing, please.
Oh, all right, Ma.
Button up your neck. I said it again. I'm saying it again, please.
Right.
Goodbye, darling. Goodbye, dear.
Oh, Oriane. Oh, breakfast. Yes.
Hello?
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 Yes?
It's me.
I know.
How do you feel?
Well, very well.
You're mad.
Why am I mad?
You're glad.
You want me to be glad? I'm glad.
Don't be mad and don't be glad. Listen to me.
I'm listening.
What did I say that made you mad?
Nothing, great.
I'll come home and apologize if I said something.
You didn't say.
I said what I thought.
So you said it.
I have an appointment with the architect today. I'll be late for supper. That's why I called.
Why an architect?
I'm building a house.
A house?
Yes. A house for us. For us four. You, me, Sammy and Rosie. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Would you mind if I have no spare room?
I don't mind.
Any objections?
I didn't say.
I want to be alone. Do you mind?
All right, Jay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. When will the house be finished?
The sooner the better.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh. Right on, Forty.
Mr. Ray? Here's a breakfast, Mr. Ray.
Oh, thank you.
You can drive down here. I'll get you a towel. Thank you, Mr. Ray. I think the water is local warm. Not the soap. The soap, yes. Mr. Goldberg just called me that they're going to build a house.
Close by, I hope.
Well, I believe me is here nearby, evidently. I hope your chicken business goes well, Mr. Ray. I mean, the rent they're paying you for this house, you shouldn't miss it too much.
This will feel like a big house.
Well, you lived in bigger houses, Mr. Ray. Well, I didn't mean this.
I know you didn't mean business.
I didn't mean that.
You met my house in Beaufort,
yes.
California, Florida.
Yes. You can sit here, Mr. Ray. But we'll be neighbors, Mr. Ray.
Yes, we'll all be neighbors. All but Oriane.
Oriane? Why not Oriane?
He'll probably be living in New York. The doctor's practice is in New York.
Good morning.
Oh,
good morning. It's a little cold and I want him to stay in bed. Good morning,
Oriane. Good morning, Mr. Ray.
Not a very good morning, thank you.
Why not?
Well, the Goldbergs are going to build a new house, and
I'll go up to see David, if you kill yourself, Oriane. Yes, thank you.
I wonder what my baby, the child, has just got a little sniff or something. I told him to go and
come up.
Can
you leave it all together? I don't know where
I'm going. What are you about to say, Mr. Ray? I was saying... shall I pour your coffee for you?
Yes, thank you.
I was about to say that this isn't a very happy morning for me. The Goldbergs are building their own house and will therefore be leaving mine. And you're marrying Dr. Christopher Cato, Jr. and are going to leave Lastonbury altogether.
I'm not marrying Dr. Cato. May I have some of those biscuits, please?
I'm sorry.
Dr. Cato was under a misapprehension. I'm not marrying him. I'm not leaving this business in which you and I are partners.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. I mean for myself. And sorry for Dr. Cato.
You don't have to be sorry for him.
I'm sorry for any man who falls in love with a woman and then thinks for a moment he's going to marry her, only to be disappointed in the end.
Dr. Cato had no reason to think for a moment that I was going to marry him.
So that?
It was usually agitating.
Butter.
His usual attitude of supreme self-confidence.
Supreme?
He just liked him to think he was conferring a great favor on me, and that I would be so complimented I couldn't refuse.
Weren't you complimented?
No. He thinks I'm still a girl full of romantic dreams of love. He thinks a little flattery will make my head spin and my heart grow delirious. But I don't forget experience so easily. I know what life is, how hard it can be, how bitter and endless and gray. I know what to rely on in people and in myself. I'd rather be partners with you than Dr. Cooper's wife any day. And I told him so. I told him very plainly.
That was very kind of you, Mrs. Leland.
Call me Oriane, please.
Oriane, thank you. That was kind of you, but it was romantic, wasn't it? Compare me with Dr. Cato. He offers you marriage. I offer you half ownership in a business that has very little chance of success. He offers you respectability. I offer my partner the job of convincing people that an ex-prisoner can make an honest businessman. He offers you a famous husband. And I offer you an infamous, despised, and hated business associate.
It's not so.
He offers you? Well, Dr. Cato. He's handsome, charming, intelligent, and loved. And I'm just the last remnant of man, with the last remnant of a business. I'm afraid it was a very romantic choice.
Mr. Worthy, I have endured many things in my life. Poverty. Fear, death of those I loved. I was a stranger here. I was a stranger in my own country. War has killed off the civilization I breathed from childhood. I don't trust anything now. Only a certain quality in a man or a woman. I know all about you. I know what happened. I'd rather be the business partner of a man who is dogged, stubborn, and undefeated by adversity than the wife of a brilliant, successful, triumphant egotist. The world is what it is today because of the brilliant, successful egotist. The men who can only think of themselves and what they want. The men who have never learned from experience what the suffering and humiliation of people means. I don't want anything to do with a single one of these kinds, no matter what he has to offer.
All right, Oriane. You'd rather be my partner than Dr. Cato's wife?
Yes, of course.
You're sure?
I'm positive.
Then no matter what I am, I'm much, much luckier than he is. I'll never forget it.
As Oriane spoke, a strange thoughtfulness dimmed Mr. Way's eyes. And then suddenly they began to glow, as if some idea or feeling had suddenly caught fire there. As if he heard in Oriane's comparison more than just this phrase of Dr. Cato.